Hello, self-developers, and welcome to the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development, where I will be reviewing audible books on self-development that can change your life for the better this year and years to come. It is said that if we keep on doing what we always did, we will keep on getting what we always got. In other words, to change our output, we first have to change our input. Today is April 10th, 2022, and this is episode 15 of season 2. And today we'll be reviewing the audible book Leadership Gold: Lessons I've Learned from a Lifetime of Leading by John Maxwell. This audible book will teach you golden nuggets on leadership from the world's best authority on leadership. Your ability to become a better leader depends on how you respond. Reading or listening to a book is never enough to make a difference in your life. What has the potential to make you better is your response. Hammer every gold nugget into something useful that can help you become a better leader. Leadership development is a process, and anything you can do to reinforce what you're learning helps you to make it more permanent.
Chapter 1.
If it's lonely at the top, you're not doing something right. Loneliness is not a positional issue. It's a personality issue. To many people, the leader's image is that of an individual standing alone at the top of the mountain, looking down on his people. He's separated, isolated, and lonely. Thus, the saying, "It's lonely at the top," but I would argue that the phrase was never made by a great leader. If you are leading others and you're lonely, then you're not doing it right. Think about it. If you're all alone, that means nobody's following you. If nobody's following you, you're not really leading. Taking people to the top is what good leaders do. Lifting people to a new level is a requirement for effective leadership. No leaders are successful without a few people helping them. A leader's credibility begins with personal success. It ends with helping others achieve personal success. To gain credibility, you must consistently demonstrate three things. 1.
Initiative.
You have to get up to go up. 2.
Sacrifice.
You have to give up to go up. 3.
Maturity.
You have to grow up to go up. If you show the way, people will want to follow you. The higher you go, the greater the number of people who will be willing to travel with you.
Chapter 2.
The toughest person to lead is always yourself. Leaders who aren't focused aren't as effective as they could be. If we are honest with ourselves, we'll admit that the toughest person to lead is ourselves. People don't need to worry about the competition. Other people aren't the reason they lose. If they don't win, it's because they disqualify themselves. That's as true for leaders as it is for anyone else. They are often their own worst enemies. The first person we must examine is ourselves. If you don't look at yourself realistically, you will never understand where your personal difficulties lie. And if you can't see them, you won't be able to lead yourself effectively. The truth is that to be successful in any endeavor, we need to learn how to get out of our own way. When we are foolish, we want to conquer the world. When we are wise, we want to conquer ourselves.
Chapter 3.
Defining moments define your leadership. Defining moments show us who we really are. Defining moments declare to others who we are. It doesn't matter how we have marketed ourselves. Our image means nothing. Defining moments put the spotlight on us. We have no time to put a spin on our actions. Whatever is truly inside us is revealed to everyone. Our character isn't made during these times. It is displayed. For leaders, defining moments tell the people following them many of the things they really want to know: who their leaders are, what they stand for, and why they are leading. Handled well, a defining moment can cement a relationship and bond leaders and followers for life. Handled poorly, a defining moment can cost the leader his credibility and end his ability to lead. When leaders respond correctly, everyone wins. When they respond incorrectly, everyone loses. Defining moments determine who we will become.
Chapter 4.
When you get kicked in the rear, you know you're out in the front. One of the prices of leadership is criticism. If you want to be a leader, you need to get used to criticism, because if you are successful, you will be criticized. Since all leaders have to deal with negativity and criticism, regardless of position or profession, it's important for them to learn to handle it constructively. Greek philosopher Aristotle said, "Criticism is something you can avoid easily by saying nothing, doing nothing, and being nothing." However, that isn't an option for anyone who wants to be successful as a leader. Whether the criticism is legitimate or not, what determines whether I grow from or groan under unwanted words is my attitude.
Chapter 5.
Never work a day in your life. Following your passion is the key to finding your potential. When a person doesn't have passion, life can become pretty monotonous. Passion is an incredible asset for any person, but especially for leaders. It keeps us going when others quit. It becomes contagious and influences others to follow us. It pushes us through the toughest of times and gives us energy we did not know we possessed. It fuels us in ways that the following assets can't.
Talent.
Talent is never enough to enable us to reach our potential. There are many people in the world with great natural talent who never achieve personal or professional success.
Opportunity.
Opportunity will never get us to the top by itself. Opportunities may open the door, but the success journey is often long and difficult.
Knowledge.
Knowledge can be a great asset, but it won't make us all we can be. Being smart doesn't make someone a leader.
Chapter 6.
The best leaders are listeners. Why listeners are more effective leaders.
1.
Understanding people precedes leading them. Leaders find a source in understanding.
2.
Listening is the best way to learn. It is no accident that we have one mouth and two ears. When we fail to listen, we shut off much of our learning potential.
3.
Listening can keep problems from escalating. A Cherokee proverb says, "Listen to the whispers and you won't have to hear the screams." Good leaders are attentive to small issues.
4.
Listening establishes trust. Effective leaders are always good communicators, but that means much more than just being a good talker.
5.
Listening can improve the organization. The bottom line is that when a leader listens, the organization gets better.
Chapter 7.
Get in the zone and stay there. No matter if you're just starting out or if you're at the peak of your career, the more you work in your strength zone, the more successful you will be. You don't become an effective leader by default. You must be intentional, and you must work from your strengths. You are not called to do something that you have no talent for. You will discover your purpose by finding and remaining in your strength zone. People's purpose in life is always connected to their giftedness. You cannot grow to your maximum potential if you continually work outside of your strength zone. Improvement is always related to ability. The greater your natural ability, the greater your potential for improvement. If you have an image in your mind of what talents people are supposed to have, yet you do not possess them, then you will have a difficult time finding your true strengths. You need to discover and develop who you are. Closing thoughts. On a scale of 1 to 5, I would give this audible book a super duper 5 for providing multiple chapters on how to become a powerful leader. To find out more about this audible book, go to www.audible.com and download this audible book, or go to www.johnmaxwell.com to find out more information and other books written by the author. Remember to hit the subscribe button on your favorite podcast platform so you do not miss an episode. And also remember to share this episode via text or email with friends and family and other people that you care about. Follow me on Twitter at Kelly Podcast or Instagram at Patrick Kelly _ podcast. For more episodes of the Patrick Kelly Podcast for self-development, go to www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com. If you would like to donate a dollar or more to the support of this podcast, click the donate button at www.thepatrickkellypodcast.com or go to $PatrickKellyPodcast on Cash App, and I'll be sure to thank you on the next episode. This is the end of this podcast for today. Tune in next week, Sunday, for the next episode and the next Audible book of over 300 books that I'll be reviewing on the Patrick Kelly Podcast for Self-Development. If you enjoy this podcast, take a moment to rate and review on Apple Podcasts. This really helps me out. Feel free to share this podcast with someone you care about. And remember, your life does not get better by chance. It gets better by change. Take care.